today on More to Life, Friday the 13th. Does it seem like everything's going wrong? That if it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all? Well, we'll help turn things around. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Friday the 13th. Dump, dump, dum. You gotta add that dump, dump, dum. Get the proper ominous feeling. We're joking, of course, but the reality is sometimes it does feel like everything is going wrong, and that if it weren't for bad luck, we'd have no luck at all. Of course, as Christians, we don't believe in luck. We believe in providence. We believe in grace. We believe in discernment and the need to cooperate with that grace. But sometimes we can feel frustrated, especially when we're confronted with unexpected or unpleasant changes, when we're facing a problem that's got us feeling stuck, if we feel like we're not sure what to do about a situation that we're facing, or the things we've done have just made things worse. We want to help you find new ways to get unstuck, cooperate more effectively with God's grace, and find those answers you're looking for all of those tough personal, emotional, and relationship problems. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
I get it. Okay, I really do. I get it. I was raised in this weirdly sort of... Like, I can't even remember, like, the word that we're talking about
here. Superstitious?
Yeah, superstitious. It's a very superstitious neighborhood. You know, a lot of people from different countries who came with their superstitions.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, and Friday the 13th was scary for some of them, and then for all our Italian friends, they're like, that's the best day! You know, they thought it was Lucky Day, and okay. It was all these strange beliefs, and, I mean, maybe it was just the Italians in my neighborhood, I don't know, we'll ask Teresa. But it's easy for this stuff to creep into our minds in a way that actually heightens our anxiety. When we have these superstitions and we feel like if we do the right things, we can control what happens, that leads to our anxiety in very destructive ways for a lot of us. And as you were saying, Greg, luckily, and I use that word in a tongue-in-cheek way, we have the grace of God in our lives. We believe in a God that is not just our creator, but our redeemer, a God who wants to be with us and walk with us every second of every day and is pouring out his love to us in the sacraments and in our daily walk with him. But even as believing Catholic Christians, we often can go through a lot of stuff. And all of his friends went through a lot of stuff. So how do we deal with the difficulties in life, the things that surprise us, the anxiety that is raised for whatever reason? How do we tap into God's grace, function well, get through it, and most of all, leave our hearts and minds open to his working in our lives? And that's what we're talking about here on More to Life today. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877 573-7825.
You know, we're tongue-in-cheek referring to the show as Friday the 13th, but we're really just talking about the problems that we all have to face. And you might think, well, that's kind of broad, and it is, but the reason we're focusing on this is because regardless of the kind of problems you're facing, whether it's a personal or relationship problem or some other issue, how the mindset we have when we face that problem ultimately determines our ability to solve it. And that's true about any problem. And that's really what we want to focus on today. And we'll unpack that a little bit more in our theology of the body reflection. But the reality is, you know, the mindset we have going into a particular problem does predict our ability to break that problem down, to address that problem in healthy ways. And so, you know, if you're feeling a little stuck, if you're feeling like, as luck would have it, this is the thing you have to deal with today, or this is the person you have to manage today, or this is the issue that you have to confront today, we want to help you find more effective ways to cooperate with God's grace and discover the solutions that you're longing for. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
So if you or someone you love is dealing with anxiety, worry, not knowing the answers or what the next step is to take with that relationship, with that situation, even with what's going on a national or global level, and it's just ratcheting up your stress and anxiety, we're here to help you through it, connect you with God's grace in a deeper way, and help you have practical skills to work with. So give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And you might be wondering, well, how could that, you know, what is that? And secondly, how could that possibly help me deal with, you know, all the problems in my life? Well, I'm glad you asked. So St. John Paul gave a series of reflections when he was Pope that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships. And it really does apply to all the problems that we face in life.
You know, the theology of the body asks us to remember two very important things when we're facing challenges. First, in all things, God is working to restore the perfect order he created at the beginning of time. Our suffering is never meaningless. Even in the middle of difficult times, God wants to show us how to respond to what we're going through in a way that helps us to become the people he created us to be and work for the good of those who are around us. Second, in the face of unexpected or undesirable change, we can only make God's plan come together if we resist the temptation to give into reactivity instead of cultivate receptivity. By constantly asking God to teach us how to respond to the challenge we're facing until his will becomes clear to us.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's in the, that's what we were talking about before, the mindset we have to have toward all the problems that we face. Because when we encounter a problem, immediately we go reactive. We just do the immediate thing that we think is going to make us feel better, whether it actually solves the problem or not. And here are some tips that we can use to be more receptive than reactive. Number one, we need to bring the situation to God every day. Every day. Lord, teach me how to respond to this in a way that will glorify you, that will help me be my best self, that will bring out the best in the people around me. That needs to be our prayer every day while we're going through the thing, whatever the thing is. Secondly, as we listen in prayer, we need to identify the goal that God is placing on our heart, even if we're not 100% sure we can make that thing happen. We need to ask God every day, show me one small thing I could do to move a little bit toward that goal, whether that's helping my adult child come back to the church or address this problem with my wife or my husband, overcome this issue that I'm really wrestling with in my heart. Whatever that is, what's the goal? And what's one small thing we can do to work toward that? Thirdly, we can't wait around for the big plan to come together. We've got to discern God's will for the little things we have to do every day too. while we're waiting for that big reveal. And that's important because we got to keep moving forward. A lot of times when we're dealing with a big problem, we tend to shut down on everything else too. And we don't do anything because we were waiting for the big reveal before we make any moves. And that actually clogs us all up and clogs up the grace too. You know, so we need to prayerfully reflect on the question, how can I address whatever's in front of me today in a manner that leads me toward more meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue? You know, and by following those steps, God will show us how to take charge of whatever challenge we're going through, whether it's a personal issue, a relationship issue, an emotional problem, spiritual, you name it. By learning how to cultivate this receptivity, we can be in that place where we can receive God's grace, hear His voice, discern His will, and act in ways that lead us through all of the challenges that we face. Let us help you do that today on More to Life, 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Friday the 13th. We're kind of tongue-in-cheek titling it that because the reality is it's not about luck. It's not about good luck or bad luck. It's about how we face those problems and cooperate with the grace that God is giving us to be, as St. Paul puts it, more than overcomers. With that in mind, let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those situations that make us feel stuck, frustrated, like, quote-unquote, luck is against us. And instead, Lord, we bring those things to you and we ask you to learn how to respond to them in ways that will glorify you, that will help us be our best selves, that will help us to challenge the people around us to be their best selves, and that will enable us to lean more into the meaningfulness, intimacy, and virtue that leads to the abundant life that you call us all to. Regardless of what we're facing, Lord, in our personal lives, in our relationships, in our emotional lives, help us to always not go with what occurs to us or what ideas we can think of, but to look to you to teach us how to respond to these things in ways that really do glorify you and show the power of your grace in our lives. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Friday the 13th, as we talk about those situations where we just feel like we've done run out of luck. The reality is all of us experience those times when we're experiencing unexpected or unpleasant changes, facing a problem that's got us feeling frustrated or stuck. We want to help you overcome those challenges at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Javier, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Javier. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So my situation is, earlier this week, I lost my job because some sheetrock fell on my leg, got injured. I can still walk, though. Got some pain, though. And then the day after, it got flooded out in the city, and I don't know if I lost my car, but my car's pretty messed up. So I have a string of bad misfortunes.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, as far as mindset, this past Sunday, I didn't tithe because I was broke. In my head, I'm tying not tithing with severe financial penalties. Is that an incorrect?
So you're saying that you feel like that because you didn't tithe, God is punishing you with these bad things?
Yeah, either punish me or not protecting me. That's what I'm thinking.
No, and look, I completely understand where that comes from. But I can speak to that. But did you have a specific question beyond there, or is that what you want to talk about?
So there was that, and then I tend to, make mountains out of molehills, and so in my head, I go, for some reason, back to the story of Saul, first king of Israel, and his multiple poor decisions ending up in his demise, and sort of one bad decision after another ending up with him leaving the story. So I sort of don't know how to break out of sort of a negative feedback loop
okay.
and getting out of that.
Yeah. So I mean, when we have a tendency to think, okay, that when good things are happening, God is active in our lives. When bad things are happening, you know, God is absent from us. And then, of course, that's not true at all. I want to let's go back to Genesis. And in fact, theology of the body always encourages us to kind of look back to, you know, kind of the way things were before the fall and the way things are meant to be, you know, after the new creation comes. But when we look back to Genesis, we see that the story doesn't tell us what I just said about, you know, good things and bad things. It tells us that everything was supposed to be awful all the time after the fall. We destroyed everything. And it was supposed to be miserable and suffering and chaos and destruction all the time. That is what the first sin of Adam and Eve gave us. That is what we all inherited as a result of that. But because of God in his mercy, he has been working since that very first day to bring order out of chaos, to bring peace out of conflict, to bring healing out of woundedness. So when we, and it's our job as Christians to cooperate with that, because the world is still broken, right? And God is still putting things back together. So bad things happen to us because we live in a world that's broken. And it's our privilege to work with God's grace to help God set those things right again. And so I'm not making light of any of the things that you've been through. They're awful. And I'm truly sorry that you've been through that. But God isn't punishing you for not tithing. He wants to help you work through all of these challenges and help to set this corner of his kingdom right, the part of the kingdom that you're working in. And so and the enemy wants to stop that by causing you to question God's providence, to question his grace, to stop asking God, how can I respond to this in a way that will glorify you, help me be my best self, and invite the people around me to be their best selves, and instead to feel sorry for yourself, to withdraw, to shut down, to stop trying, because that's how the enemy wins. Right. So, Javier, I am so sorry that you've gone through those things recently. They're truly awful things, and I wouldn't wish them on my worst enemy. But I do know that God has a plan for you in all of this, and he wants to work with you and in you and through you to set this part of your life right again. You to live in this place, and he didn't send those things to you. This is the way the world is, and God is working with us and in us and through us to set it right again. And so what I want you to really be doing is exactly what we were talking about in our reflection today. Every day while you're going through this, ask God, okay, Lord, how can I respond to the stuff in front of me in a way that's going to help me be my best self, in a way that's going to glorify you, in a way that's going to invite the people around me to be their best self. Number two, help me to keep in mind the goal that you have for me, which, you know, for example, is having a job that pays my bills and provides for my family. And then thirdly, how do I respond to the stuff that's in front of me while I'm waiting for that to happen in a way that will glorify you, in a way that will enable me to lean more into a meaningful and intimate and virtuous life? Because the more we do that, the more we're cooperating with God's grace, which keeps us on the path he wants us to be on so that he can reveal the big plan he has for us. But you've learned, as a lot of us have, that it's all about, you know, jumping through certain hoops to get certain, you know, Scooby snacks from God. And if we don't do the right things, then God's going to knock us down. You know, that's Zeus. Zeus sits on the mountain and throws down lightning bolts. That's not our God. Right? Our God is a God of mercy and a God of love and a God who is creating order out of chaos and healing out of the woundedness that the fall brought to us.
You know, Jesus even speaks of that when people are coming to him and saying, why is this man stricken with this ailment? Is it his sin or his father's sin?
Or those people who died when the tower fell.
You know, was it the father's sin or this person's sin? And he's like, no. And he corrects them in that. And Greg's absolutely right. You know, people made up Zeus to just give people a reason why bad things were happening. Oh, we made this, you know, this big God in the sky angry. Christ did not come here, walk amongst us, suffer, and die for us to continue that theory in our heads. He came to show us that he's always there. And as we hold his hand through all the good and all the bad, he will see us through all of it and make good come out of it.
So, Javier, God wants to work with you and in you and through you to make this right. And I just want to encourage you to continue cooperating with his grace to make that happen. I mean, I'm sorry that these things have happened to you, but we've added you to the More to Life prayer list, so we'll be keeping you in our prayers. And if there's more we can do to encourage you and support you on your journey here, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. And we're taking your calls, 877-573-7825. Our show today, titled Friday the 13th. It is, of course, Friday the 13th. And we're reflecting on that sense that we sometimes have, that, you know, our luck has kind of run out, that we're dealing with those unexpected or unpleasant changes. We're facing a problem that's got us feeling stuck. those situations where we don't know what to do about it, and the things we've tried to do have either made it worse or not worked at all. Well, again, as Catholics, we don't believe in luck. We believe in providence. We believe in grace. We believe in cooperating with that grace, and we want to help you turn that sense around and start learning how to cooperate with that grace effectively to find the solutions to whatever you're encountering. So let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. In addition to taking your calls, when we come back, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and Mom of 11. She'll be sharing some insights with us about responding effectively to those challenges we all encounter. Plus, we'll take in more of your calls when More to Life continues after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Friday the 13th. Does it seem like everything's going wrong? Well, we want to help you turn things around. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. And Rachel, in a big family, lots of things can go wrong at any time. How do you guys deal with the problems that you all have to face?
Well, I will say, for us, Greg and Lisa, it was a transformation that had to go on in Matt's and my head. We were at a homily, and the priest was accusing everyone and himself of using God as a vending machine. If I put in three coins of prayer, then I will get out the soda of my choice. And Matt and I were convicted by that mentality and realized, as you said earlier, Greg, the world is full of trouble. We are children of a fallen garden. And so when trouble happens, it's up to us to lean on God to get us through it, to get to the other side. And that can transform us from feeling like we're always being punished by God to having a friend and a companion with God.
So, you know, as you're talking about that fallen garden, Rachel, I'm thinking of how Adam and Eve hid. And to sort of undo that, the last thing we want to do is follow their example. We don't want to hide from God because, you know, we messed up or we're just, you know, messy people. We want to reach out to Him and say, here I am, help me fix this, Lord, you know?
And what we want to do is, of course, we're doing our morning prayers, we're doing going to Mass, the sacraments, but have we given God permission to see our emotions? Are we letting Him have a daily conversation with us throughout our day of, Lord, I'm frustrated by this child. Lord, can't you see my fear about this situation? But too oftentimes, we're silent. We curl up into a little shell and we muscle through it on our own. And we know what that's like as parents. We've seen our husband, our spouse or our child upset, and we say, what's wrong? And they huff to us and say, nothing, and walk away. That hurts our hearts because we want to know them, and we do that to God too often. Nothing's wrong, God. I can do this. I'm fine. Instead of saying, Lord, I am scared. I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm hurt. And that opens up a real intimacy with him that strengthens us for when the trouble comes, that we have someone to rely on.
And even to be able to say, I'm angry at you, Lord. I mean, I know this was something that it took a lot for me to learn this. Greg had a very open relationship with God. He would share all of his emotions with God. But this idea of you're allowed to tell God you're mad at him and he's not going to smite you down dead, which is how I was raised. But that we can, just like our littlest of children, our toddlers, can just pound on our chest and tell us they're upset and they're angry because they didn't get what they wanted. And we love them. We hug them. We console them. That is how God wants us to relate to him, whether we're upset or angry or sharing all the joys of our lives. He wants that minute-by-minute relationship with us.
We don't want to with God. We don't want to pretend we're anything but the broken people that we are. And when we do, the grace that comes to us to endure the struggles, big or small, is there for us because he's right there beside us holding our hand.
Amen.
Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about Rachel's good work, I encourage you to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club. Our number, 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Friday the 13th. We're just talking about all the stuff that goes wrong. And how can we respond to those challenges in ways that allow us to cooperate with God's grace and find the solutions that we're longing for? 877-573-7825. Tell us what's going wrong in your life and let us help you find the answers that God has in his heart for you. 877-573-7825. Back after this.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
How can we, mere mortals that we are, call God our Father? The Catholic Catechism says we can do this because his Son, who became man, has revealed the Father to us, and because his Spirit makes him known to us. When we pray to the Father, we are in communion with him and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We come to know and recognize him with an ever new sense of wonder. The first phrase of the Our Father is a blessing and adoration before it is a supplication. We can adore the Father because he has caused us to be reborn to his life by adopting us through baptism. He incorporates us into the body of his Christ. The free gift of adoption requires conversion on our part. Praying to Our Father should develop in us two fundamental dispositions. Number one, the desire to become like God by responding to his grace. Number two, a humble and trusting heart. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
He is only one of four popes honored as the great.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Leo I was pope at a time when Roman civilization was being overrun by barbarian armies. He stood as a light in the darkness and even saved the city of Rome from destruction by Attila and the Huns. Leo died in 461.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. Do you want to influence your adult kids? Make sure that the relationship you have is deep enough to contain the conversations you're trying to have. Sometimes a relationship, though pleasant, can be too small to comfortably fit the big questions we want to discuss. Trying to have deep conversations in a shallow relationship is like buying a couch that's twice as big as your living room. It might be a great couch, but trying to make it fit is going to be awkward at best. This is why it's so important to work harder on your relationship with your adult kids
than on the things you want to say to them. The more you focus on building a deep and loving relationship with your adult kids, the more likely they'll be to accept you as a mentor. To learn more, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Friday the 13th. We're talking about all the stuff that goes wrong and all the problems that we have, the unexpected challenges we face, and just the frustrations that we feel in trying to handle all those things and just feeling like it's not making a difference.
And all the worries that we have and all the worries that the people in our life have when we're trying to help them and we don't know how to help them or console them. It can get complicated, and we're here to help you untie some of those knots today, feel closer to God, and have some new skills to deal with it. So give us a call today on More to Life, 877-573-7825. Let's talk now with Joseph, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Louisiana.
Hi, Joseph. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yeah, trying to get on my head, stuff like that, and enjoy life.
What does getting out of your head and enjoying life mean? Like, what when you get right in your head, what do you do? What happens? Are you still there, Joseph? I think we lost him, Joseph.
The connection. Call dropped.
All right, so let's go with what we got here. I mean, some of the information you share with our screener too. So there are two things I think that Lisa and I actually were talking about this over the break as we were looking at your call. The first thing I think is, you know, when we're trying to get out of our heads, if we're in that negative space and we're not enjoying our life, the first thing, it can sometimes be hard to kind of force yourself out of that. So I'll just share a little story. This happened to me the other day. I had something happen that was a little hurtful, that was a little disappointing, a little frustrating, just a bunch of little petty things that were kind of getting on my nerves. And I woke up in just kind of the foulest mood, and I just really was in a bad space.
And just for anybody who's worried about us, this had nothing to do with me.
No, it didn't. But I didn't want to be that person, but I just couldn't kind of get out of my own head. And so I brought it to God. I was like, Lord, I'm just in the crummiest mood. I don't like how I feel. I don't like who I am right now. I don't like what's going through my head, but I don't really know what to do about it. I'm kind of stuck here. My efforts to change my mood aren't working. Can you please just show me what to do with this? Make something good out of it. I'm giving you this kind of garbage mood, and I'm asking you to make something good out of it. Show me how to respond to this in a way that's going to glorify you, it's going to help me be my best self, it's going to, you know, do something with this mess that I'm giving you. And as I was kind of praying through that, he gave me some insights that really just shifted my whole perspective, and just kind of pulled me out of that dark place that I was in. And I was really shocked at how quickly it turned things around for me. And the second thing that Lisa kind of wanted to share with you, Joseph.
Well, it's Joseph, and I'll say this to everybody. I feel what you're going through. And I went through some traumatic stuff as a little kid. And my sister had always passed down to me this whole I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop thing. So our family, because of the trauma we suffered, always sort of develop this, what if the next bad thing happens? What if this doesn't last? What if? And the what if was always followed by a zillion negative thoughts that just robbed us of the joy of the life that we were living. And it's taken a lot of work for me to pull back from that. And I still have to do the work when there's stuff going on in the world or in our family life in some way. I have to do real work on it. But one of the skills that a lot of counselors will teach, and it's a good thing to do, is because we are constantly living in the future, what ifs, or in the past, oh my goodness, this happened to me, or, you know, and now I don't know how to live past it, or if I hadn't done this, as Javier was talking about earlier, then maybe I wouldn't be here. What we need to do is ground ourselves in the present. And sometimes it's the very, very present where we just take a minute, we take that deep breath, we say, give me the eyes to see you in this situation, Lord. Be present to me here. And we look around us and we think, what am I hearing? Not in my head, in the world. Am I listening to the birds? Are my kids laughing and having a good time? Are the people in my office getting about their day? Whatever those sounds are, we listen to that for a few minutes instead of the thoughts in our heads. We look around and we identify the concrete things we're seeing. Again, that pulls us into the present and out of our head. We think, what are we feeling right now? You know, tactilely feeling. What do your pants feel like? You know, how does the air feel for you? You go through the five senses and say, this is my reality at the moment. This is where I'm at the moment. Because when we're constantly living in the past or the future, all sorts of fictional thoughts come through our heads. We have no proof any of that's going to happen. But we do have the proof that thinking about it all the time steals our joy for our life. Now, that doesn't mean we don't plan good things to do, that we don't make our shopping list so that we have food budgeted out for ourselves, that we don't do our laundry so that we can present ourselves in a clean way. We do those forward-thinking things that are good for us. We make our resumes, we apply for jobs, but we try to ground ourselves in the presence of what is going on around us in the moment. And then when we do, we thank God for each of those blessings. And that begins to open the door to Him because we're noticing the gifts He's giving us in the now.
All right, Joseph, so those two things, really not being afraid of giving whatever mood you're in to God and asking Him to teach you how to make something good out of it, how to respond to it in a way that will really glorify Him, and then really grounding yourself in what's happening in the present. You know, what are you experiencing through your five senses? What are the blessings that God is bringing into your life? And refocusing yourself on those things. It really is a choice to have to do that. And it's not an easy choice some days. But the more we're able to practice those two steps, the more you can kind of get out of your head and start to enjoy your life a little bit more. If you would like to call back with some other specifics, I'm sorry that the call dropped. We'd love to hear from you again. But I hope these suggestions will get you started. 877-573-7825. The number to call is again 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Friday the 13th, as we just talk about all the stuff that goes wrong and the frustration we feel in trying to deal with it and the difficulties we have when we feel stuck and we're not quite sure what to do. Let us help you get out of that headspace where you feel stuck and frustrated and enable you to start cooperating more effectively with God's grace and find the solutions that you're looking for. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10.
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my righteous right hand. And I have to say, there have been times where I've heard this reading, even in Mass, I've heard this reading, and I have to say to God in my heart in that moment, Lord, I am dismayed. I am afraid. I'm a mess. Only you can get me out of this place in my head. Give me the grace to get out of this place in my head and help me know what to do next. So it's not a condemnation when He says, fear not. And then if we are afraid or dismayed, then we're bad. This is very much, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. But we have to ask Him to do it. We have to let Him in. And so often, our guilt and our fear cause us to hold Him at more than arm's length away until we can fix ourselves, until we feel worthy of Him. Folks, we're never going to be worthy of Him on our own. He made us worthy by His suffering, death, and resurrection. We are His adopted children through that sacrifice, and that makes us worthy to talk to Him about all of it, to turn to Him in all of it. So let's not run away. Let's really turn to Christ and let him give us his peace and his strength.
Amen. We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Our show today titled Friday the 13th. We talk about just all the stuff that goes wrong and the frustrations we feel in facing it. And just how do we develop that mindset that allows us to cooperate with God's grace and be, as St. Paul says, more than overcomers, victors in the face of those challenges. 877-573-7825. Let us help you find those solutions. We'll talk more about it when we come back after this break.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Location, location, location. These are the three most important factors in real estate. The same might be said for colleges. Trudging through snow to get to an 8 a.m. statistics class is a much different experience than breezing by a palm tree to the raucous applause of a laughing gull. With the average temperature of 84 degrees and wetland nature as your backdrop, it's no wonder students tend to stay once they visit our campus. Ave Maria University, your future location, location, location. Visit avemaria.edu.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you so much for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and today's show is titled Friday the 13th, as we talk about all the stuff that just goes wrong and how frustrating it can be. But how do we get ourselves to a place where we can have that mindset that allows us to face those frustrations with a solution-focused, grace-filled mindset that enables us to discover the answers that God has for us? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. One area where stuff does tend to go wrong a lot is family life, and that's why we created the Catholic Home app. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission, and it's not just another parenting resource. Working with Georgetown University, we studied families who said that they had uncommonly satisfying family relationships and raised all their kids to be faithful adults. So we created the Catholic HOM app to teach you their secrets. Catholic HOM gives you the expert parent coaching you need to be a more confident Catholic parent and raise godly kids and build a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family life. You can chat with Lisa and me and our whole team of pastoral counselors every day to get the help you need to resolve behavior problems, create a more meaningful family prayer life, and experience more joy and peace in your home. And in addition to the coaching, tons of creative resources to help make living faith at home simple and fun. We want to share all of that with you. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of $149, or go with a monthly subscription of only $14.95 a month. One subscription covers you and your spouse with all the coaching, and all your kids can enjoy the activities as well. You don't have to feel overwhelmed or alone as a Catholic parent with Catholic HOM to help. Subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic HOM community and build your Catholic household on mission. With that, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 on our show titled Friday the 13th, as we talk about all the stuff that just goes wrong and frustrates us. How do we respond gracefully?
We're talking now with our next caller, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Anonymous in Ohio, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you for having me. So I'm just in a situation where I'm a single parent, and it's just been overwhelming.
Sure.
I've been a single parent for a long time, and it just, everything seems to like just not work out, and so it's just rough. And
how many kids do you have, and how old are they? Just so you have a
only
sort of picture.
Only one. She. Okay. I've been single since she was 9, and now she's 23, and she's living with me, and she's going to college now, and okay. So it's just been rough getting to that point.
So what's going on? What's going on right now? How can we help you? How can we help you now?
Okay, so like right now, I guess the situation is that like I am having trouble with transportation, and it's just been like my car, for example, has been like I bought a new car, but it's used, and it just constantly is like breaking down. And so it's just kind of rough. It's just like, because I need it for my job. I need it for,
right,
you know, help her out. And just things like that, you know.
And when you're experiencing things like that, and those are awful, but when you're experiencing things like that, what is it, I guess, where does your head go in all this?
I guess it's just that. I guess it does go to God, and it's just like, I try to be a good servant to him, and now my daughter, and mm-hmm. be a good mother, despite being single. But it's just like,
it's been really hard.
I don't understand why I have so much, so many, you know.
Can I ask you a question, and be honest with me? If whatever, you know, I'm not asking for a specific answer here, but if you can look back, okay, over the whole history of your being a single mom, raising your daughter to the point where, you know, she's 23, she's in college, all the things you guys have been through over all of those years, you get kind of worn down when you see all the stuff that you've had to face and all the challenges that you've gone through. But can I ask you, would you say that as you look back on all those things you've been through, that God has helped you in the past and gotten you through a lot of challenges, and that he's gotten you to better places after you've gone through those hard times?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a very decisive,
I'm
yes.
really glad you can say that, because that's not an easy thing to say, especially when you're going through the stuff you're going through right now. And every time we go through something new, we think, okay, this is the point where the grace ran out. This is the point where God's sick of me. This is the point.
He got me through this 5 years ago or 3 weeks ago, but this time is when he's going to drop me on my head.
And I just, you know, I don't want to make light out of anything you're going through right now.
Mm-mm.
The car situation, the job stuff, the exhaustion, the frustration,
exhaustion in your
the
bones.
Loneliness, all of it is so real. I am not minimizing any of that, all right? But I want you to see it in the larger context of your journey. You know, there's a prayer in Judaism.
I was thinking
the same thing. They say it during the Passover meal. It's called the Dayenu prayer. And they go through, I'm starting to tear up, sorry. They go through their whole salvation history, right? And so Dayenu means it would have been enough. So they'll say, you know, it would have been enough had you delivered us from slavery in Egypt, but you led us with a pillar of cloud, you know. And it would have been enough had you led us with a pillar of cloud, but then you led us with a pillar of fire at night. It would have been enough had you led us with a pillar of fire, but then you fed us with manna in the desert. It would have been enough had you fed us with manna in the desert, but you gave us water from the rock. And it would have been enough if you give. And basically, they identify all the problems, all the terrifying things that they had
every
to encounter.
Every time they had to slog through something, every time they were afraid, God came through in some miraculous way, and they continue to go through, we all do, stuff. And it's that prayer during the Passover meal where they were delivered out of slavery, and we remember that in that prayer where we reassure ourselves. We sort of ground ourselves in that, look how many times he showed up.
So
he's proven himself as a shower-upper.
So I would like you, okay, in the face of what you're going through right now, not denying the seriousness or the frustration of any of it, I would like you to take some time to do your own Dayenu prayer. I'd like you to go back over the history of all the garbage you've been through, all the trials you've faced. But I want you to pray it this way. It would have been enough had you delivered me from that. But then, Lord, you did this. And it would have been enough if you'd done that. But then you delivered us from this. And it would have been enough had you done that. But then you delivered us from this. And I want you to go through as many of the miserable things that you could think of and remind yourself of how God delivered you from all of those things as a promise that God is going to deliver you from this as well. It's not easy. It's very hard. And it's I'm not trying to take any of that away. Right, but I do want you to see that God has been with you through this whole journey to get you to the place where you're at right now, where you've raised a beautiful daughter who's going to college.
That's a miraculous accomplishment, you know, on your part and hers. Absolutely amazing.
Where you've been able to hold on to your faith, where you've been able to hold on to who you are and hold on to the strength to keep persevering. And even though life is wearing you down and you're feeling pretty exhausted and frustrated and lonely right now, and I get all that, God has been with you this whole time to get you to this place, and he's going to be with you to get you over the next hump, too. I just want you to pray that Dayenu prayer. That's what St. Paul calls a sacrifice of praise, right? It's a sacrifice because we don't feel like praising, right? But God doesn't need us to praise him. He doesn't need anything from us. But he needs us to praise him so that we can remember how he has been there for us the time, yeah, and how much he loves to be there for us, that we're not going to run out of his grace. We're not going to tax his patience. We're not going to get to the point where God says, you've asked me for enough and I'm done with you. He loves us and he gives to us super abundantly, and God wants to deliver you from this too. And I just want you to hold on to that. And when he does deliver you from this, I want you to add that to your Dayenu prayer and say, and Lord, it would have been enough had you delivered us from this whole car situation, but then you did this thing too. And just keep praying, how do you want me to respond to this, Lord? How can I respond to this in a way that enables me to be my best self, that enables me to challenge the people around me to be their best selves, and in a way that glorifies you? And keep leaning into that, all right, just as you've done all this time. We've added you to our More to Life prayer list. We're going to keep praying for you, and I hope that you'll call us back when you get this deliverance from this and get your answers. But in the meantime, please know that we are praying for you, and please keep this "it would have been enough" prayer in mind as you go through this next challenge and await the deliverance that God does have for you.
And as you do all this and you key into how much God wants to be there for you, I want you to give yourself credit for walking every step of the way in your life, because your life is a testimony to your courage, your perseverance, your resilience. It's a life of virtue that you have lived to be able to get to this point and raise your daughter who got into college. That is huge. And you were
not a lot of single parents can say that.
Very, very few. And you guys did that. You did it together. And give yourself credit for those virtues of courage and perseverance and resilience and faithfulness to God, because you deserve to ground yourself in the fact that you have those virtues, and that when you ask God to continue them in you, as you ask him to deliver you from this, you will feel the strength of the Holy Spirit in that.
I know you don't feel it right now, but you are a beloved daughter of God. Yes. And God is hearing your prayers, and he is listening to you, and he wants to deliver you from this, just as he delivered you from all the other trials you've been through. And the fact that you're going through trials doesn't mean you've done something wrong. It means, like we were saying to Javier earlier,
part of the fallen world.
It's part of the fallen world. The world is a mess. It's supposed to be awful all the time, but God is working in us and with us and through us to make good out of the awful, to make healing come out of the pain, to make order come out of the chaos.
And he's doing that with you. The world.
Thank you so much for the call. As we're wrapping up the show today, I just want you to all to hold on to this same idea, because we all get in those places where we feel like our luck has run out and all the problems are piling up and we don't know what to do about any of it. And in those times, having that spirit of receptivity that says God is still working in our lives and he wants to use us to respond to this problem, to make it right, to do something beautiful out of this, so that he can deliver us, but also so that he can show the world the amazing things he can do. in our lives, even when we don't give him a lot to work with, even when we're working against him with our feelings, he wants to bless us. He wants to be there with us, and he wants to lead and guide us through those challenges. If we just keep coming back to him and saying, okay, Lord, what's the next step? Show me the next step. Show me the step after that, until he brings us to that place of deliverance. If you need more personal support in facing the challenges you're encountering and coming to that place, then I encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. Check it out, CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.